You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin with a scouting report on Trevor Lawrence from a couple of years ago. That is relevant because of the discussion on social media all day, started by Ryan Burr, who was a former FS1 Pittsburgh sports anchor who went on to work at the Golf Channel, Malzahn. You're probably familiar with his work from there. Also, ESPN is a sports center anchor.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Ryan's work as a guest on our show before.
Yes. Too. Yeah, he's been on. He talked about Ben Roethlisberger being in the best shape of his life. Too good a shape, as a matter of fact.
On a diet stricter than that of TB12.
And so Ryan will join us to talk about the details of this report. Both the Jaguars and the Steelers have come out and denied it. Kabali is the one that is the newsbreaker on the Steelers end of things.
Okay.
Which I don't get that part of it.
What part of it?
I don't get why the Steelers would deny this.
It's not like they have a quarterback under contract that anybody took as their starter that they would be offending by this.
Right. I think that this move of looking into Trevor Lawrence, if it's true, reflects well on them. I give them credit for that. You don't?
No,
you're
pausing.
You're ready to make a noise. I couldn't tell what you were ready to say with that.
Just carefully considering my words. I think it makes them look good in the sense that it at least suggests that they understand that what they had last year is not good enough, and they are open to exploring other potentially non-traditional avenues. So in that sense, I think it makes them look good. I guess maybe the only way you could spin it and say it makes them look bad or desperate is like, you can make an argument that it's just like they're throwing a random dart at the board here and just hoping something hits. Like, there's not maybe a plan, or there's not like a calmness about them where they would say, you know what? What we're really going to do here is we've already scouted 2026's quarterback class. We like several guys in that class. We're going to really bring Justin Fields back here on a very clear-headed, like, two-year deal. He is a bridge quarterback who's got a chance to Sam Darnold his way into big money elsewhere, something like that. And then our real next quarterback is a 21-year-old kid who's got to play another year of college ball. Like, if you wanted to spin it negatively, you'd say they just keep flailing around trying to find somebody, Mr. Right now, not Mr. Right. Here's the other thing. I think you can also spin it negatively if you are inclined to do so, and certainly I think around 4:07 yesterday on the show, I was inclined to spin everything negatively about them. If you think that they are inquiring about a guy like Trevor Lawrence because they really believe they are a Trevor Lawrence away from being a Super Bowl contender because the rest of their roster is that close, then I think that reflects negatively because it's just completely out of touch with reality. That's how I would say. But I'm playing devil's advocate on myself here because I actually do think it's good that they seem to be trying to cast a wide net.
I don't look at a 25-year-old quarterback as a Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now is a quarterback that's in his mid to late 30s, and you know it's a Band-Aid and it's a 1 or 2 year solution max. Lawrence could potentially be your quarterback for the next 10 years. That's why the Jaguars signed him to a second
contract.
Another
part of this that I think is very – another piece to this that I think is very interesting that hasn't come up yet in the first couple minutes here. I know the Jags signed him to a deal. I know they obviously – what is his nickname? The Prince Who Was Promised?
The Prince Who Was Promised.
Is that a Game of Thrones reference?
That is a Nick Wright nickname.
But isn't the Prince Who Was Promised from Game of Thrones?
It is. Okay. I didn't know Nick was a Game of Thrones fan, but evidently he is. We never
talked
about that.
Here's what gets me about this. We saw six games of Justin Fields last year. He went 4-2. There was a groundswell of support to actually keep him as the starting quarterback. Tomlin lone wolfed his way into saying it's going to be Russ.
The Lone Ranger, he called himself.
I'm sorry, yes. Who did the Lone Ranger roll with? Tonto.
Tonto.
And then Hi-Ho Silver was the horse?
I believe so.
Okay. We heard many times, you were one of the people reporting this from the inside, that the Steelers in Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence's draft year preferred Fields to Lawrence.
Yes.
That if he had had pick 1-1, he would have pounded the table for Justin Fields.
Other people have said that too. I'm not the only one. I'm not a Lone Ranger on that.
Okay, I'm not trying to staple you to an opinion that people are going to down talk. I think, yes, you were one of many. What could have possibly happened in six games of Justin Fields, and what could have happened so far in Trevor Lawrence's career to like suddenly have disabused Mike Tomlin of that opinion? So Fields has gone that far down the line for him in six games, and watching a pretty uneven career thus far for Trevor Lawrence has suddenly enhanced his stock.
Body of work.
I don't think the body of work for Trevor Lawrence is anywhere near like overwhelming enough where you'd say, ah, yes, this totally changed my opinion of this player in the NFL. Like, I just don't. The guy's turned the ball over, I think it's something like 68 times in 4 years.
He's not been a good quarterback. He hasn't lived up to the number one pick billing. He hasn't lived up to the generational talent label that was put on him either.
But so I'm saying neither guy has an impressive body of work, and I guess my point here, Pony, is if the head coach, who we know has enormous say in personnel, liked the guy that was on his team last year when they were both in the draft, what could Trevor Lawrence have possibly done to have swayed him thus far? Came in here and won a game in the rain against Kenny Pickett in 2023?
Won a playoff game in Jacksonville, which is not easy to do because it's a pretty sad sack.
I mean, didn't he have one of the more psychotic performances you'd ever see, though? It was a game where I think Tomlin would have just abandoned the pass altogether. He threw like four picks in that
game. It was horrible
in
the first half
and then
incredible
in the
second
half.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the turnover numbers, and I'm not necessarily saying this is how I feel about quarterbacks. I think turnovers can sometimes be very overrated. I think, like, Josh Allen sort of proved that last year. He was still very good when he turned the ball over a lot. He's thrown 46 picks. He's fumbled and lost the ball 22 times. You don't think that would give Mike Tomlin hives thinking about having his quarterback doing that?
That's why there's such the wording of Kabali's tweet makes it seem like it is a vociferous denial of this. Like, they don't want their name attached to the pursuit of Trevor Lawrence.
I don't buy that. I think that's thou doth protest too much. I do. I don't believe Mark's, like, or whatever somebody, let me be careful here because I don't want to sound like I'm ripping Mark, because then Mark will text me and then I'll have to, you know, waste time texting him back. I think what they told him or what he was hearing on the inside there is not true. I think they told him something false. I actually think it is much more believable that they would have inquired because they are actually beating the bushes a little bit and because there is some level of recognition that they need an upgrade at that position and they're exploring all avenues. That doesn't mean it necessarily was like a very serious conversation.
The first place you should go to look for your quarterback, you should go to the aisle of the store where there are guys that can fix your problem for an extended period of time. And Trevor Lawrence might be able to do that. You have put forth a strong argument for why the guy has been an underachiever and might never live up to that promise in the NFL. But if my options are status quo with Wilson or Fields, or at least explore the idea of Trevor Lawrence, the Lawrence thing sounds way better than me. Way better to me.
Well, I think the thing that appeals to anybody who's watched about Trevor Lawrence is you can't deny the physical gifts that are there. He's a little younger than Fields, not quite a year younger. Like, you can't teach 6'6", 225, actually can run, has pretty much every throw in the book. What gives a guy like me a born cynic pause is, why has it never... By the way, I would say better coaching. Doug Peterson, at least offensively speaking, you'd think is better coaching than the Steelers have had. Why has it never taken off?
Yeah.
You have to put agency on the player there.
No, I
think.
Know.
He and Fields had remarkably similar, like, four-year arcs. Do you realize that?
Where they both had one big year in 2022?
The second year, they both are getting MVP votes.
Yeah, Lawrence finished seventh in the MVP that year. Only four quarterbacks finished ahead of him.
He was also on the comeback player of the year ballot that year. Why? He sucked as a rookie and then got on the ballot?
Yeah, that's how Joe Flacco won.
I do think, like, there's similar questions, even though he has even more pedigree than Fields, because I think Tomlin would have been pretty much on an island preferring Fields to Lawrence in that draft class. I don't think many people shared that opinion pre-draft. They've had remarkably similar career arcs. Lawrence has won more games and has won a playoff game, but that's about it.
But he's got better tools to succeed in the NFL than Fields.
He does, but like that also gives me pause as to the fact that those tools that are better suited for NFL success really have not shown themselves over a consistent period of time. I randomly listened to a podcast that happens to be, like, one of the people on it is a pretty big Jags fan. And, like, the book on him down there is they wonder, essentially, is Trevor Lawrence, like, sharp enough mentally to run NFL offenses?
Well, and that's another part of this I don't get. Because, like, the people that cover the Jaguars seem to want to, like, also, like, poo-poo this as if it would be, like, verboten on the Jaguars' part to even consider something like this. When, to your point, Lawrence
fans down there, I don't think they're that happy. Yeah.
It is so plausible to me that if I were running a football team without a quarterback in a team that has a top five pick, has fired its general manager because the coach they hired did not want to work with that GM. That's why the GM got fired.
Yeah,
so for the moment, the head coach is in charge of the organization.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
They have a top five pick. There are two quarterbacks that might go around the fifth pick. I'd at least be interested in finding out, does this guy prefer Trevor Lawrence or one of the two quarterbacks in the draft? And the only way I get an answer on that is if I call. It's not out of the question. I mean, we saw Cliff Kingsbury dump Josh Rosen for Kyler Murray. That ended up being the right move. Teams do that more and more now. The Steelers cut Liam Cohen, Kenny Pickett after 2 years.
Liam Cohen would be dumping, as the new coach there, would be dumping Lawrence. It's not analogous to Rosen because Rosen had done, like, basically nothing. Lawrence has at least, like, been to a playoff game, like, shown some level
right,
of confidence.
Right, but I guarantee you there's a school of thought in the NFL that if you had your two options, either start fresh with a rookie quarterback, or if there's a guy making $50 million a year who you think is okay,
yeah, you'd
but
start
not
fresh.
Gonna, right.
Yes, because there's no scar tissue, there's no bad habits. But here's the thing about Liam Cohen. He actually has experience taking a former number one
no
overall
doubt.
Pick and getting but that scar tissue
that's,
fixed.
That's why all I'm saying is I am making an impassioned argument for I hope this happened, and I think it was a good idea. Just figure out if the guy's available, and then go from there. If he is, well, then have an extended conversation about it.
I'm not a Trevor Lawrence fan, really, but I can understand why a team would be intrigued at the bare minimum by it. Like, I think the story here is not, like, should the Steelers want Trevor Lawrence? I mean, you can obviously, people should and can have their opinions on what they think of the player, but the real story for me is the macro story of how motivated is this team to understand, like, where they're at and what they need. Like, it's about their process more than it is about the actual outcome of the
call. I'm discouraged if Mark is right. And they're going out of their way to say, no, we want no part of, we have zero
I think it's actually,
in a guy
I think
like
it's
this.
More plausible that they're not telling Mark the truth. I do. I think it's a lot more plausible that they did call, that they at least just wanted to get a little, like, you know, get the bloodhound nose out there. And then, yeah, if they get rebuffed completely because Liam Cohen actually says, no, the guy who was the number one overall pick, I do want to build around him, I'm comfortable with him. Like, you would have to think. You'd have to think if Liam Cohen takes that job and it's because he didn't want to work with Balky and he gets Balky out of there. I mean, you have to also consider, he might want to move on from Lawrence, but he might have also taken the job specifically because he does like Trevor Lawrence.
You got to find out.
And he thinks that the GM there was the guy standing in the way of building a good team around Trevor Lawrence.
And that's why I say it doesn't hurt to ask.
I also thought that the Jags team account was very conspicuous in this whole thing.
Why? What happened?
They sent out a video that was very obviously trolling the idea that they would be wanting to trade him. It was a video their new, I think, OC, Udzinski or whatever it is, talking about how he cannot wait to work with Trevor
Lawrence.
Well, right.
I mean, they don't want this out there. They want their guy to think that they're completely 100% committed to him. A denial from the Jaguars does not surprise me whatsoever because the trade hasn't happened, and they don't want
I don't think the trade's going to happen.
Either do I. They don't want – it's not going to happen. They don't want Lawrence thinking about it. It's the Steelers saying, no, we're not interested in Trevor Lawrence that boggles my mind. because what? You're loyal to Russell Wilson or Justin Fields? You think one of those two
options
is better?
We didn't want to offend Skylar Thompson.